Day the Toy Away, and Booker Josh Myers.
I'll start with an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, says the following. It says, "B'chol dar v'dar, chayv adam laharitz et atzmai, kilu ba'atzmai yotza ata mishibud Mitzrayim." The Rambam says that every generation, every person is chayv to act, kilu ba'atzmai yotza ata mishibud Mitzrayim, as if he has left Mitzrayim. Now, if you look at the way we read it in the Haggadah on Seder Night, and also some people are curious, that's how the Rambam himself brings it when he brings down the nusach of the Haggadah. We say Chayav Adam Lirois Es Atzmai. Sounds like a little difference, but the difference can be explained as follows. Laharis Es Atzmai means to act, not to be like an actor, to make certain things, certain tactics, to show that you look like a free person, and that's why the Rambam continues. He says that the two things that we do for this reason is on Seder night we eat and drink we lean, and also we have dalet kosos. Now these things nowadays we wouldn't do when we're free, but the Rambam says we have to act as if we're free people, and this is the ultimate way of showing you're free. No slave would ever lean or drink wine in front of his master, and that's why we do it, to show that we are free. But however, when in the Haggadah, when we say Chayav Adam Lirois Es Atzmai, we're saying a very different thing. We're saying we shouldn't just have to act as if we have left Mitzrayim. We actually have to believe, and we have to believe that we're there currently, and we're leaving Mitzrayim now. So that's the two gerusas. So there's a famous question which Dan Steiner alluded to. Why on the first 2 days of Pesach do we say Halal Shalem, and the rest of Pesach we say half Halal? So the Gemara in Erechin asks this question on Daf Yod Amud Aleph, and the Gemara answers the difference is because on every day of Pesach, all the Kavanos are different, and he compares that to Sukkos that, on Pesach every single day of Pesach the Kavanos are exactly the same, whereas on Sukkos he compares on Sukkos the Kavanos are different every single day. So Pesach is like one long Yom Tov, one elongated day of Yom Tov, and that's why we'd only say four halal once. Whereas on Sukkos, since every day is like a separate Yom Tov, that's why every day of Sukkos we're mechayev to say halal shalem. And for that reason, Reb Chaim says that if you forget to say halal shalem on the first day of Pesach, or even on the second day of Pesach, you can make up and say halal shalem on any day of Pesach, even the very last day of Pesach, because since it's one long Yom Tov, you have to say halal shalem once, and as long as you do it one of those days, that's fine. So when the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha that we have halal shalem only on the first day of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, and the first two days in Chutz La'aretz, the Taz there in Tov Tzadi Sif Katan Gimel, the Taz gives a very different reason why we do two different days of halal, two halal shalem and chatzi halal. The Taz says the Taz brings a medrash which is brought down in the Gemara Megillah that when Klal Yisrael were by Kriyas Yamsuf, and they went to the Yamsuf and they looked behind and the Egyptians were all drowned, they started singing Shira, and the Malachi Asharis in Shemayim, they also wanted to start singing Shira, and they're about to start, and Hashem stopped them. Hashem said, "My se yodai tvum bayom, ba'atem emrim Shira. My creations are drowning in the sea, and all you want to do is you want to sing Shira." So the Taz says, for that reason, since this whole nes that happened, it's tinged with a little bit of sadness that even though the Mitzrayim were out to get us, still Hashem had to destroy some of his creations. For that reason, we commemorate it by only doing Halal Shalem on the first day or first 2 days of Pesach. So we can ask a few questions on this Taz. The first question, very simply, is why would the Taz not bring the Gemara that we brought in Erechin as the reason why we start with Halal Shalem and the last days we do Chatzi Halal? The reason being that the Kabbalists are exactly the same every day at Pesach. Why did the Taz see to bring a new reason that of this we feel bad for the Egyptians being drowned, and that's why we don't say four Halal every day at Pesach? The second question we can ask on the Taz, and this question is really on the Medrash, is that how come the Malach HaShoris were not allowed to sing Shira, but the Bnei Yisrael down by the Yamsuf, there was no problem with them singing Shira. How could they sing Shira, even if given the fact that the Egyptians were drowning in the Yamsuf? And we can furthermore ask on the Taz, if we do feel bad for the creation of Hashem being destroyed, why on the first day of Pesach can we even say Halal Shalim? On the first day of Pesach, we're commemorating Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the Makkos. And we know that in Makkos Bechoros, all the Bechoros died in Mitzrayim. And there were even more casualties then in Mitzrayim than by the Yamsuf. So if we're really worried of the Ma'aseh of Hashem being destroyed, and for that reason we don't say Halal Shalim, all the more so we shouldn't say Halal Shalim on the first night and the first day of Pesach. So my Rashi wants to answer by saying there are two very different mechayvim for saying halal, and those reasons actually brought in the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says there that there are two reasons why we say halal. One is for the kedushas hayoyim, and one reason is for nisim that are done by Hashem. So this answers that why the Taz brings a different reason to the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about this first type of halal. Halal we say for kedushas hayoyim, and that's why we say halal on all the yomim tovim. So that's why the Gemara distinguishes between Sukkot and Pesach. Since on Pesach the korbanos are the same every day, so really on Pesach it's all one big kedushas hayoyim. That's why there's only really a chiyuv to say halal shalim once. Whereas in Sukkot, since every day of Sukkot the korbanos are different, so therefore it's like all each day of Sukkot is a different yom tov, a different kedushas hayoyim, and that's why in Sukkot we say halal shalim every day. So that's why the Gemara distinguishes like that between Sukkot and Pesach, because the Gemara is talking about the halal for kedushas hayoyim. However, there is another type of halal. There's a halal we say when any nes happens. I read the Gemara. The Gemara Pesachim says the nevim shebeneim tiknu lehen liyisrael shu oimrim oisoi al kol perek o perek va al kol tzara tzara shu tavaleim The three types of halal are alcohol perek, every time of the year, all the yom tovim for the kedushas hayoyim. Also, alcohol torah shoy tabalein, all the different sorrows that could have happened to Klal Yisrael and did not happen. So this type of halal is said to the nisim, and the Taz therefore has a question. Surely, even though the seventh day of Pesach, there is no kedushas hayoyim, because it's really one big yom tov of Pesach, and there's no reason to say halal shalem for the reason that it's yom tov, but still on the seventh day of Pesach, the Bnei Yisrael were saved from the Yamsuf, saved from the Mitzrayim. So for that reason, since there was a big nes happened to the Yidden, for that reason they should say halal shalem. And that's why the Taz answers, no, you can't say halal shalem, because since the Ma'ase Yodei, the creations of Hashem, were being destroyed, that's why the Malachi Ashores couldn't say Halal back then, couldn't say Shira and Halal back then, and that's why nowadays, when all on the seventh day of Pesach, we're commemorating the nes that happened, that's why we wouldn't say Halal then. But we still have our other questions. What about the first day of Pesach? How then can we say Halal Shalim? So we can look furthermore into this type of halal for nisim that happens. Now there's two types of halal for nisim that happened that we say halal for. There's a halal of shvach and a halal of haidah. Now haidah is when something good happens to you. You have haidah, you have gratitude for Hashem, and that's why you would have a reason to say halal or to praise Hashem. And there's also just shvach, that if anything good happens, that's why for example we say a bracha on thunder and lightning. We see, even though it's nothing to do with us, we just see the thunder and lightning. We see the amazing creations of Hashem, and for that reason there's a reason to shvach, to be meshabech, to praise Hashem. So there's the halal for the actual haidah, and there's the halal for the shvach. So now we can answer the other two questions on the Taz. Klal Yisrael, when they were by the Yamsuf, when they had just been saved, the reason why they were singing Shira afterwards was a Haidah. They had just been saved from Hashem, and that's why they sang Haidah. And when there's a halal, when the Shira comes because of Haidah, that this law, this halacha, Ma'aseh Yodei Tovim B'Yom Ha'Atam Omrim Shira, that Hashem said that you can't say halal when the creations of Hashem are being destroyed, that will not apply when the halal, when the shira is coming from Haidah. However, the Malachi Asharis who were looking down on all the circumstances unfolding, the Mitzrayim being drowned, the Yamsuf, of the Bnei Yisrael being saved. The reason why they wanted to sing Shirat Hashem, they had no Hodah to Hashem. It didn't really make a difference to them. The reason why they wanted to sing Shira was because they wanted to be Meshabayach Hashem, just like seeing thunder and lightning, you make a bracha. They saw these Nisim happening and they wanted to be Meshabayach Hashem. But for that reason, Hashem stopped them. Hashem says, "You can't be meshabeach me if Ma'aseh Yodai are Tumayam. The Ma'aseh Yodai are drowning in the sea." And that's why also on the seventh day of Pesach, we don't even say halal for the nisim that happened, because again, all we're doing is we're commemorating the nisim that happened, and that would only be a halal of shvach, and that's why the taz says we can't say halal even for this reason. So why on the first night of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, why can we say halal? Surely the halal is like the halal would say on the seventh day of Pesach, the halal of shvach. So no, that's why the first night is different. That's why the Rambam said, Chayav Adam liris es atzmai. On the first night of Pesach, we're not just commemorating the nes that happened. We didn't just commemorate it and say, oh, look how amazing this nes was. No, we felt like we were actually coming out of Mitzrayim. That was our chiyuv, was to act, not just to act, but to view ourselves, actually we were coming out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, the halal we say on Seder night is not just the halal of Shvach, the halal is really of Hodah, because we have Hodah, we have thanks to Hashem for saving us, for bringing us out of Mitzrayim. And even though the Mitzrayim had all been killed, some of the Muslims had been killed in Makkos B'chayrus, still, even though that's not Shaykh anymore to say that the cloud of Ma'aseh Yodai is from Bayom, Vatam Omrim Shir. And that's why we can still say halal on the first night of Pesach. And this is Maduik very nicely in what we say in the Haggadah, because we say that Chayav Adam Nuris is Atzmai, Kilo Ba'atzmai Atiyotza Mimitzrayim, and then we go straight away and we say, Lefika Chanachnu, Chayavim Lahoidais, Lahalo, Lashabech, Lefa'a Leroimim Lahada, Levarech Lahala Kales. Because Chayav Adam Nuris is Atzmai, since we just came out of Mitzrayim, Lefika Chanachnu, Chayavim Lahoidais, that's why we have a Chiyav of Haidah. And the Chiyav of Haidah entails all these things, Lahala Shabech, Lefa'a Leroimim. But it's all coming from the Chiyav Hodah we have. And that's why the first night of Pesach, we do Halal Shalim. And that's why the reasons of both the Taz and the Gemara are both necessary. One question I had on the Taz was with the Taz then goes on to ask why we don't say Halal Shalim on Chol HaMoed. And the Taz answers that he says, Shelo yehei adif miyam tov ba'achron. It sounds like the Taz is saying that really we should say Halal Shalim on all days of Chol HaMoed, but since the last day of Yom Tov we don't say Halal Shalim, we don't want to make Chol HaMoed look more choshev, look more important than Yom Tov itself, and that's why we only say Chatzi Halal. Now the Taz will say much more poshut. The reason why we don't say Halal Shalim on Chol HaMoed is because, like the Gemara in Erechin, the Priyachag, the it's all one Yom Tov of Pesach, and we've already said Halal Shalim. The Minhagim might say Halal Shalim on the first day of Pesach, so there's no reason at all to say Halal on Chol HaMoed. So why would the Taz seem to imply that really we do say Halal Shalim on Chol HaMoed, and just because we don't want to make it look more choshev than the last day of Yom Tov, that's why we wouldn't say half Halal. That's why we wouldn't say Halal Shalim. So two potential answers for the Taz. I saw brought down that really every day from when the Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim up until Kriyas Hayam, those 8 days was all really Yemei Geula. All those days there was a reason to be Mahalal and to be Meshabech and to be Mahadar Hashem, because there was still Nisim going on. And actually Rashi at the end of Parsha Shlach, he explains all the sodas behind sitzes. Rashi says there, and he brings a medrash, that the reason why we have eight strings on the sitzes is connected these 8 days between coming out of Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf. So we see that there is still something in these days of Chol HaMoed. And even though there's no Kedushas HaYom, there's no reason to say Halal because it's a Yom Tov, but there's still a reason to say Halal to be Meshabayach Hashem, because Hashem was still doing Nisim to Klal Yisrael. And even though we don't have to see, like, we're going through we're going through the Midbar in these 8 days, but and this is really just a, this would just be a halal of Shvach, not a halal of Eidah. But since there were no bad things happening to the Mitzrayim, there were no none of the Maisei Yadav of Hashem were being destroyed. Therefore, there's no reason not to say halal, even though it's just a halal of Shvach. So maybe that's the reason why, therefore, we would say halal on Chol HaMoed, and that's why the Taz would have to come along and say the only reason we don't say halal on Chol HaMoed is because we don't want to make it look like look better than the end of Pesach. Maybe another answer, maybe you can answer the Taz, is that is really to maybe you can answer what is Chol HaMoed anyway. So I heard, I'm not sure this is true, but I've heard that Chol HaMoed, the first 2 days of Chol HaMoed are attached to the first day of Yom Tov, the first days of Yom Tov, and the last days of Chol HaMoed are sort of attached to the end days of Yom Tov. So the first 2 days of Chol HaMoed would really be like connected to these first two days, and they will be included in the coming out. The reason we have those days is to commemorate coming out of Mitzrayim, and therefore we'd have the chiyuv to say halal, just like we have the chiyuv to say halal on the first night of Pesach. And that's when therefore we should say halal really on Chol HaMoed, and that's why on the first 2 days at least, and that's why the Taz has to come along and say we don't say halal then because we don't want it to look better than the end of Yom Tov. Just end with some drush. So tomorrow we are going to learn the Shira. I think tomorrow. And before the Shira, the pasuk says, "Vayosha Hashem bayemahu es Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim." Vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim meisos vasayom. Vayar Yisrael et seyot akdoila asha asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Vayoram es Hashem v'aminu b'Hashem b'moisha avdoi. So they all the Klal Yisrael were all saved at the Yam, and we end off here. We're saying, "But Vayar Yisrael seyot akdoila asha asa Mitzrayim." Yisrael saw the yad akdoila Hashem did it to the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim. Vayoram es Hashem v'aminu b'Hashem b'moisha avdoi. Then the people feared Hashem, and the people believed in Moshe, in Hashem and Moshe his avot. So we can ask a very positive question. It's the positive seems to say that only right at the end, after Kriyas Yam Suf, it then says Vayiruha Ames Hashem, the people feared Hashem. Now, what happened to all the makas that the Bnei Israel saw happening in Mitzrayim? Everything they saw, they had so many reasons to fear Hashem. It sounds like they had no fear of Hashem up until now, and only after Kriyas Yam Suf did they really fear Hashem. So the Medrash actually deals on this point. The Medrash doesn't ask us a question though. The Medrash just says, "Ad kan lo hayu yireim et Hashem, mikam ve'ilech hayu yireim et Hashem." He said, "No, yeah, that is correct. That is the pshat. Up until now, they did not fear Hashem, but from now onwards, from after Kriyas Yam Suf, then they feared Hashem." So the Medrash does not ask us a question. The Medrash says, "No, this is pshat." So how can we understand the Medrash? So we can actually understand this Medrash by bringing another Medrash. And the Medrash says that there are different types of Yiras Hashem. The Medrash says that nowadays people have Yiras Ha'inush, Yiras Ha'aparonius. People fear all the punishments happening to them, and that's why they fear Hashem. But the Medrash actually asks, he said, "La'as elavai," when there is no Yetahara, there is no reason with which to fear Hashem. So to fear any punishments happening? So why would we have an Yiras Hashem? So the Medrash says that there's a different Yiras Hashem that we'd have then. We'd have Yira of Hashem hiding away all the good he does, and that fear will become a new Yiras Hashem. And he brings a pasuk, "Upachtu el Hashem ve'el toivoy." There'll be a pachad to Hashem and to his toivos. So we see from here, from this Medrash, that there are two different types of Yiras Hashem. The first is a Yira of just Einosh, and the second is a Yira of Hashem not doing good. So we can explain that the Yiras Peronius is, there is no Avas Hashem just there. That is the lowest level of Yiras Hashem. That fear is literally just fear of Peronius, of Hashem punishing us. There's no Ava mixed in at all. And also that Yira is not exclusive to Hashem. That fear, we can have fear for anyone. We can have fear for the government or the police coming and arresting us if we do something wrong. Or for anyone else punishing us for doing something wrong. That fear is not exclusive to Hashem. However, the next level of Yiras Hashem is a much higher level. This Yiras Hashem is not a Yira of Hashem punishing us. It's a Yira of Hashem preventing good from happening. And we can bring a marshal that when someone, if someone is drowning in the sea and someone comes out to save them on a boat and he grabs them and he's holding on to them to stop them drowning, that person will have a tremendous fear, because if this person who's saving them lets go for even 1 second, this person will fall back into the sea and they will drown. But they don't just have a yira, they also have an avo, because this person has come along and has saved them from drowning. So it's a very interesting thing here. There is both avo and both yira mixed together. Avo for what has been done good, but also the yira that any time this person can let go and this guy will drown. So that is similarly the higher level of yirat Hashem we can have. And we know that Hashem brings us into existence, and every second Hashem is always constantly willing us into existence. Hashem didn't just create everything and let go. Every second we're still alive, Hashem is willing us into existence. So that is similar to us drowning in the sea and us being saved. So this yira is we have first of all we have Ava for Hashem, because Hashem has created us, Hashem has given us everything. But there is also a yira of Hashem, because if Hashem wanted, He could stop willing us into existence, and we would cease to exist. This is a much higher level of Yiras Hashem, which is also combined with Ava, and also this Yira of Hashem is exclusive only to Hashem. This is, as opposed to the first Yira, which is could be had for many different types of people. This Yira would be exclusive to Hashem, and that's why we say in Shemoneh Esrei, in Moedim, we say we Moedim for Baal Chayenu Hamasum Biyodecha. We were murdered that Hashem has given our life into our hands from Him. However, there is, and that's why the Medrash says that la'asa lavai, when there is no more yitzhara to do there's no more yitzhara, therefore there's no reason for us not to do the will of Hashem, and we would not have a yira anymore of the ayinah of Hashem. That's why the only yira we could have then is this high level of yira, this proper yira of Hashem, that He would stop. Willing us into existence. Okay, and that's the Medrash. There is a third type of yira, an even higher level of yira, which is just absolute awe of Hashem. And these three types of yiras are actually alluded to in the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos Daf Hayamad Aleph says that if a person, how does a person stop doing averus? So the Gemara says there are three things. First of all, he should try and learn Torah. If he doesn't learn, if that doesn't help him, then he should say Kriya Shema. And if that doesn't help him, he should think about the Yom HaMisa. So these are the three different levels of Yiras Hashem. The first thing we do is we learn Torah, and that signifies the absolute awe of Hashem. That should stop us. That's the highest level of Yira, and that should stop us from being over. But if that doesn't work, then we say Kriya Shema. Krishma is stating that Hashem has done everything for us. Hashem has brought us into existence, and without Hashem, we would cease to exist. And that's the second level of Yira. And if all else fails, then we should think about the Yom HaMisa, the day of death, and that signifies all the punishments Hashem would give to us. And that is the lowest level of Yira to Hashem. So, and then we'll tie this back to the Shira. So Bnei Yisrael has come through Mitzrayim. They'd been through all the makas, they'd been through all these amazing things, and all they'd seen though, they'd seen the punishment Hashem gives. Hashem had taken them out by striking the Mitzrayim, by hitting them with makas. And they hadn't seen, all they'd seen was Hashem giving Einosh, and the year of Hashem, therefore they got from their experience that they've been through, was just the year of the Einosh of Hashem. Only when they got to the Yamsuf, when they were in the Yam, they were walking through, the Obos Rav Nosson says they were walking through, and they had the water was in walls, and there was even a ceiling of water above them. They looked up at the water and they saw that any second Hashem could just let this water go, and the water would crash on them and fall, and they would die. And they realized that every second they were in the Yamsuf, Hashem was willing the water to not drown them. But they realized even more than this. They realized that not just when they're in the Yam Suf is Hashem keeping them, stopping them from dying every single second, but really even anything in life. That life is Hashem is stopping us from every second we were alive. Hashem walls us into existence. And without Hashem doing that, we would cease to exist. So they realized that. Always in life, this is really what Hashem is doing, and that's why only then the pasuk says they really came to a true level of Yiras Hashem. That's why the Yira Hamas Hashem, the Amidah Hashem of Moshe Avdai. Yeah.
profit.